Breaking the Silence with Dr. Gregory Williams. Dr. Williams is the author of the acclaimed book, Shattered by the Darkness, Putting the Pieces Back Together After Child Abuse. Dr. Williams is on the senior leadership team at Baylor College of Medicine in Houston, Texas. And Dr. Williams travels the United States speaking and training professionals, parents, and victims about the importance of dealing with abuse and personal trauma head on and not being afraid to break the silence of your own personal pain. Feel free to call in to tonight's show at 888-627-6008 and speak with Dr. Williams and his guests live on air. And now, your host, Dr. Williams.
Good evening and welcome live from Houston, Texas, the most awesome city in the world. And look here, the sun's going down and the clouds are out a little bit. It's been a warm day here in Houston. It's just been a perfect day. It's been a wonderful Mother's Day. And I just really want to take a second or two to wish all the moms happy Mother's Day and kind of give some advice to the men. If you haven't done anything by now, you better get to Walgreens or Walmart or someplace to buy something to make sure you can tell your mom or your spouse or somebody that you love them and you thank them for all the work they've done throughout the year. And it's sad that we have to find one day a year to honor the people that mean the most to us. And I think sometimes mothers put in the extra hours, the extra blood, sweat, and tears that they're up before we ever get out of bed, and they're still up after we go to bed and working all day long. And the stuff they do for us, just unbelievable. If you have a mom that has gone on through death and gone on to heaven, we just want you to know that sometimes these days can be a little sad, but thank goodness you had the memories that you did with your mom. And, you know, I have several people, several friends that have families and moms that are so absolutely awesome. And I have probably my dearest friend that has such a loving family from every member of their family, just so awesome. And they have a mom that's just fantastic. And it's just great to see that. And then I have my great friends, James and Matt, all the way up there in Illinois, and their mom, Phyllis, was literally in my early 20s, my mom, too. And she took care of me and fed me many a day, and I want to wish her a happy Mother's Day. We're going to have a good program tonight. Next week, I'm trying to set up a complete panel, and it's going to be about three or four people that I had spent a day with recently downtown at a Houston event that was just unbelievable. It's United Against Human Trafficking. And we're going to have them on next week if we can get everybody's schedules together. So you want to make sure next week at 8 p.m. live here in Houston, don't miss the program because it's going to be really good. Tonight is one of those nights that if you want to get involved, if you have a question, I kind of warned the guests tonight that my job is going to kind of get you off step because I want her to break out of what she may have already prepared to just tell me what her heart is, what she does, and she's involved in so many things. And she's been on our program three or four times now, and it is an honor live in Houston to have Eileen Dong, Miss Texas, with us tonight. And I want to welcome her to the program right now. So, Eileen, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. Thank you so much, Dr. Williams, for this special warm introduction. And again, so hi, everyone. Hi, y'all. We call this in Texas. And Happy Mother's Day. Like Dr. Williams said, I think that's totally right. I would be upset if I haven't got my chocolate or flour by now. So head to your HEB or Kroger's if you are in Texas. But, you know, I wanted to say special thank you to all the mothers in the world. Like Dr. Williams said, mother's love is probably one of the most special love in the world. And I want to say that to my mother, who is 8,000 miles away. And mom, I love you. I miss you. And I haven't seen her for a while. And she doesn't speak the language. But, you know, I spoke to her yesterday and she said she was trying to sing a song and she had tears just saying that. And I wasn't familiar with the name of the song. I started asking her, like, what is the song about? She said, well, that's about the love of a mother. And even though, you know, I know Dr. Williams, I saw your beautiful granddaughter. It's just, she's adorable. And I'm not a mother. And sometimes I wonder, I'm like, you know, I would have been a great mother. But today I feel like I'm able to use my love to give the love to my extended family, my extended children, and give the love that I always wanted to give to my old children if I were to have them. So happy Mother's Day to y'all. I love y'all.
That's great. I tell you what, and let's just, you know, I can read your accolades. They are so awesome. I mean, you are a community leader. You're a keynote speaker. You're Miss Texas. You're a philanthropist. You're a survivor, an advocate. You have been on how many hundreds of television stations, media platforms, a TEDx. So we're not going to get too far into this until I find out about this TEDx that you got to speak at. You've been on ABC 13, KHOU, CW 39, all the Houston stations. And you have literally had an audience of over 36 million listeners around the world. And it's just an honor to have you with us tonight. And what you really do is this Hope PYX Global and the host of the Miss Texas show. And you're the founder of SAVE, Survivors Against Violence Everywhere. Now, before we dig into all of those different projects, I follow you on LinkedIn, as you do me, LinkedIn, and you was with a young lady today?
Yes.
Tell me about that. What caused you to do that? And tell me what was in your heart when you went and spent some time, your own personal time, with this young girl.
So I apologize. I posted today, but it was kind of like a repost. Actually, never posted, but of a picture, a great memory of the picture. So the story of the girl was I actually met the girl at a woman and children's shelter. It breaks my heart. I went there as a volunteer. I brought my, it was a Christmas party. So we had, you know, food, we have raffle prize, we have music, we have toys for the children. It's women and children's shelter. And these are survivors of domestic violence and sexual assault. We were, you know, playing the music and I did my short speech because, you know, you've heard you're in the medical field, Dr. Williams, that it's kind of seasonal depression, not to mention they have PTSD, especially during those special times. So one of the ladies just came to me and held my hand. She was like, you know what? This was like so much needed. I'm so glad that you came here because I shared a little bit of, you know, why I want to get involved. But after that, this little girl came, gave me the bracelet, which I have on, you know, in the picture. And that made me just, you know, it broke my heart. And I was wondering, like, you know, what her story was, you know, who was the abuser? Obviously, we could probably imagine, but I do not want to mislead anyone because as we all know that anyone can be a victim regardless of your gender, nationality, and socioeconomic status. Men and boys can be, you know, victims as well. But I kind of imagined what happened and I just wish like I can take her home and give her the love that she truly deserved. And it's Christmas, you know, I want to give her the present and everything. And this was like one of the many whys I want to do this today, because I want to end this. I want to save life one at a time so that our children, because I don't have children myself, so, you know, I have your grandchildren, I have other people's children. I want to save our children so that in their generation, they will be free of the abuse and they will be free from fear.
You know, Eileen, what got you involved in this kind of work? Because I see people all the time, as you do, that's involved. And I think you're getting ready to have this event in October. And you see people that want to get the accolades and the name and the board memberships and all of that. And then all of a sudden they fade off into the darkness and you never see them again. The ones that I really appreciate, and you are absolutely one of them, is you have always, from the minute I have met you to today, you're always one of those that roll up your sleeves and you get in there and work day in, day out. You never give up. You're always there helping, helping, helping. Tell me what got you so compassionate and passionate about this cause. Why do you care so deeply?
Well, thank you, Dr. Williams. First of all, I want to say that you are one of those many, I call warrior brother, that works, you know, hand by hand. And for those who does not know which we're talking about, Dr. Williams is also on our volunteer team. We're all volunteers, but we are passionately working for this cause for the upcoming conference. But long story short, I'm a survivor myself. I just know that when I was a survivor, I went through the darkness. I was down on my knees. I was upset. I was lost. And I was broken. But, and imagine, my mother was 8,000 miles away from here. And I got nobody. I was, you know, asking, like, why is this happening to me? Why is this happening to me 8,000 miles away from home? What is this supposed to mean? And at that time, it's like the angels that were sent to me. You know, people like yourself, I've never met before. But those people are the ones, just like you said, why I stay, because they stayed with me. They are my true friends, and they stay with me. They're not the fair weather friends who left, who, you know, who say, Eileen, let's go party. But when you need them, they're all gone. But these are the ones I've never met. They're the ones who, you know, take you to church. They're the ones who take you to the hospital. I remember one year I was at the hospital. My birthday, by the way, is December 24th, Christmas Eve, baby. So I was so sad. I was literally at the bottom of the valley at that time. On the day of my birthday at the hospital, and they were doing all kinds of testing, and I was misdiagnosed of cancer after the abuse. And I just remember my blood was squirting out of the vein, and it was like I was wearing that, you know, hospital gown. And who doesn't want to look pretty and, you know, be having, you know, a good meal with someone you want to spend time with? But I had nobody. And I thought I had nobody. I thought I was all alone in this country by myself. I did not know why this is happening to me. I did not know what my purpose was. But one of my girlfriends at the time, my new girlfriend, told me, say, you know, this is meant to humble you so that you will know what people are going through. And honestly, I was very innocent and very naive. I thought the world was just, you know, a beautiful place and nobody is suffering. And I came to America and, you know, this is like my American dream, but I didn't know people are actually suffering. I have seen the worst of the worst. I have been to the shelter myself, and I've heard stories. I have experienced that. So today, I wanted to say that because of those friends who have stuck with me, I have one tough, you have the, you know, the good cop, bad cop. I have the bad cop, literally, quote by quote, and I hate to use that word. She was like, you know, go to your closet and pick up your ASS and, you know, just toughen up and stop crying and go do it. You just have to have, you know, those friends who are not only there for you, but also pick you up when you are at the lowest. Yeah. So that was like one of my whys. But how did that, you know, what was the trigger? Who was the trigger? So at one of my volunteer meetings, after I kind of was on my recovery journey, after the volunteer meeting, the judge of the 280s Texas district court, at that time was Judge Angelina Gooden. She came to me. She said, Eileen, your ethnicity is not only underrepresented, it's not represented at all. You need to step up and do it. I was like shocked and just stunned. And I just stood there and with my jaw dropped. And I was like, Judge, you know, like you said, Dr. Williams, I can come volunteer today and disappear tomorrow. And life happens to people. But I realized that when I needed someone, I need someone accountable. So when the judge came to me, I said, you know that if I put Eileen's name behind it, I'm going to stick to it. And if Eileen does not respond, that means something really, really, really bad happens. Because like you said, I have put my name behind it. And we all do this, like, you know, with our own time and tirelessly and passionately. And this is the short version of how I got into it.
How did you finally discover your purpose? Because there's so many different things you can get involved with, and you have several different webs because, you know, they all kind of crisscross in some areas. When and how did you find what you were created to be, and what caused you to find that?
Let me think. I think, like you said, it's kind of like it all happened, even though it's like crossing each other, but they all happen for, now that I think about, the same purpose. But when Judge Gooden came talk to me, I did not say yes right away. I felt like, you know, I told her, I said, let me sit on it. And I really need to figure out, because it's different. One thing that you just volunteer, you're in a team, you give your advice, just like yourself. You're on the board of United Against Human Trafficking, which is a great organization that you're giving the advice. But another thing is, like, you're almost like taking the leadership and taking the initiative. And I wasn't sure where to even begin. I'll be honest, I have no clue. So I feel like I was looking for signs. I was looking for signs, like, you know, if I'm meant to do it, it's, you know, that the field of dreams. And I began to think, okay, if you build it, they will come. So I just begin to wait, and I just begin, just continue to be myself. And one day, a friend of mine that was like probably 10 years later, haven't heard from him. And I don't know if anyone ever knows that I used to live in California. So I had a lot of friends from LA who are actually film directors, but except for back then, I did not really, we were just friends hanging out. So never really know. But out of the blue, he reached out. He's like, you know, I realize you were like posting all those things about domestic violence, sexual assault, human trafficking. And it turned out that his wife is from Mongolia. So he started telling me, he said, you know, I learned from my wife that it's very common in the Asian culture. And in fact, she has some stories to share, and we're making a movie. And next thing I know that, you know, we did the PSA, and I was in there because we started talking, and he said, okay, so this is what we're going to do. We need like a preferably A-list actress or, you know, someone, but we wish we can have someone to volunteer because we have no budget, zero, like didn't even know like what to do. And he said, you know what, I'm gonna volunteer, my team is gonna volunteer. I said, well, you can use me. I will volunteer. And even though I might not have the experience, I am, you know, this is all real. I have my emotions and everything. Yeah. So let's do it. So that's it. So that was one of the signs. And another sign, and some of you, and you'll see like at the Hope Picks Global website, and I'll put on the link later. So the butterfly story. So I've heard about butterfly, and you thought like I'm wearing pink. This used to be my favorite color until the purple here is now my new color because it's like survivor color. And so the butterfly story and purple, these all means like, you know, recovery, healing, and survivor. So on that day, I went to have a meeting with my director friend. It was a beautiful day. I honestly don't remember what month of the year it was. I just know it was beautiful, blue sky, the sun is up. And I have a song called The Butterfly because that was the song describing what happened on that day. I was going to the hotel lobby for the meeting, and there was this bush, and up there's like bright sun and light. And there's this butterfly, and I've heard of butterfly. I've been to the butterfly garden, you know, near where you work and everything, but I honestly haven't seen like a butterfly flying in front of me. So I know I was late for the meeting, but I started chasing for the butterfly. And next thing, the butterfly just disappeared in the bush. And I was in a position that the bush was above me. I was leaning down, literally almost on my knees. I looked up, you know, towards the bush, and there was the white and light of the sky, and the butterfly was gone, but I saw the light. And talking about signs, these are the signs. And I just built it, and it came, and they came.
That's wonderful. Tell you what, we're going to take our first commercial break. This first segment went by so fast. 888-627-6008. On the other side of this, Eileen, I really want to find out, how in the world did you get to be a TEDx speaker? And we're going to find out about that just on the other side of the break, because I'm going to try to figure out how to do that too, because I've always wanted to do that, but I want to hear your experience. 888-627-6008, and we'll be right back after this short commercial break. Hang with us. Finally coming very soon will be the release of my second book in the three-part trilogy, Overcoming the Darkness, The Roadmap to Hope. Now, this book will be an in-depth look at the many different facets and emotions that a person goes through when they're experiencing anxiety and trauma in their life, and they're simply searching for hope. And an exciting addition to this book will be a companion journal guide that will come along with it. Also, there's going to be something that I'm very excited about, the youth version of this book called When Dark Clouds Come, The Roadmap to Hope. And it's going to be an excellent tool and guide for teenagers dealing with stress in their lives. So stay tuned for the release date coming very, very soon for these exciting new resources. Now back to Breaking the Silence with Dr. Gregory Williams on the VBS Radio Network. Welcome back. We are here with our second segment with Eileen Dong, Miss Texas. And, you know, she has received, I think, just about every government official's award that can be given, from the Presidential Lifetime Achievements Award, Congressman Al Green, Texas Governor Greg Abbott, the Atlantic City Council, Sylvester Turner. In our wonderful city of Houston, proclaimed January 19th as Elaine Dong Day. And it's like, wow, that is unbelievable. It's because I think people see her heart and the mission that she's on and the good work that she does each and every day. And you're just honored. At least I look at this as a huge honor of getting to share on a stage that has that word beside you. And I believe it's in bright red, TEDx. How in the world did you get to be a TEDx speaker? Tell me about that. How'd that happen?
Thank you, Dr. Williams. Again, I felt really lucky. You know, at the time I was going through the darkness, I did not understand. But I just know that we all know God is going to give you seven times what you have lost. And I feel like I have so abundantly been blessed more than seven times of every day. And the long story short is I have a lot of friends like you that I have met after, you know, my journey of my new life, which I call. And one of my hobbies, some of you don't know that, which I did for my talent show, is dancing. So one of my dance partners somehow came across, just, I call it, started stalking me on Facebook and, you know, reading all the calls and everything. And next thing he said, oh, I did not know that you are doing all those calls, and it's wonderful. And we started chatting, and I believe I probably invited him to, you know, some of my volunteer work. And I learned this new word in Texas called what, smitten? So he said, I was smitten by you, Eileen. Just, you know, I'll do everything for anything for you. What can I do for you? And then he said, you know, by the way, I did the TED Talk. So it turned out that he's a TEDx speaker and he's a lawyer, but it's completely in the commercial world. I said, wow, I would love to do that. So I started looking, you know, into that. At that time, it was probably over 30 million audience. So I was like, this would be awesome, like you said, Dr. Williams, for you and I both have the heart that this is not for us, but it's rather for like reaching out to more people about the cause. And right. How are we going to do that? I said, okay, yes, I'm in. So that was about, you know, probably a year before my talk. And he started doing the warm introduction of his direct contacts. And I was at first very excited, you know, he would email them and copy me. And then, you know, several different groups, local as well as like in Illinois or maybe Delaware, like different states. And some of them, when I found out later that they don't even exist anymore, I guess, you know, maybe due to COVID, some places like come and go, or maybe they just temporarily shut down, not having live events. I was beginning to get like discouraged. And but I did not give up. I just kept going, you know, but at least he was the one who got me started. So I just kept applying. And in between that, you know, I got people like himself mentoring me, like, you know, how to get in. Because as we all know that the TEDx talk is kind of different than like public speaking. You and I, like we have just, you know, spent this wonderful 20 minutes without even knowing. But their TEDx format is 18 minutes max. So how are you gonna have like an intriguing you know, intro of getting the first 15 second attention span of your audience, and how you're gonna like narrow down your idea? Because I'm sure, like, you know, just for instance, our cause, right? Sexual assault, sex trafficking, human trafficking, labor trafficking, domestic violence. What topic? We can't possibly. Because that was one of the first thing I got accused by my mentor, my curator. My curator was like, I love your passion, but look, it's already 10 minutes. Where are you going? What are you talking about? So, and I do have, as a result of that, I do have exciting announcement, and I know I'm doing so many different projects. After I did my TED talk, I kind of, you know, sort of journaled about my journey, about how I got from, you know, point A, the detour to B, and finally reach out the destination C, which is just the beginning of this. But I wanted to help people because I realized like how difficult it was and how the easier it would have been for me if I had known, like, you know, I shouldn't just have my topics scattered all over the place. And how do I do the TEDx style? And how do I approach the people the way that it's acceptable to them? So I am announcing that, tune in. I'll put in the LinkedIn link below. I am offering this free webinar, and maybe we can get on Dr. Williams' show again and, you know, just do a webinar for all of your audience as well about how to do land your TED talk. I think it's really valuable for us, you and I, Dr. Williams. We are doing the course, but what I also realized, you know, for like anybody, an author, you yourself included, like, you know, people just like grow their business exponentially with landing the TED talk, because the next thing people are gonna know, say, who is this Eileen Dong and what does she do? So, you know, what if I have a book to sell? I don't, and one day I hope I will. You know, I think this will be great. So I will be happy, you know, to show you all how to do that. And then if you need like personal tutoring, I will be happy to coach you as well.
Well, that's great. I know you may get a lot of people reach out on that. Was that at Rice University, your TED talk?
Yes. Yes, yeah. It's right neighboring where your hospital is, right? Yeah. I think it's like across the street.
Yes. Yeah, well, that's just great news. And congratulations on that, because that's something that will set you apart from most all other speakers, because it's such an elite group of people that get invited to do a TED Talk. And so congratulations to that, and hats off and kudos. That's wonderful. And I really want to dig into this new project that you're doing at this segment instead of at the end, because we may chase a rabbit and never get around to it. And I really want you to tell everybody about where you came up with this idea and how it has grown to literally around the world, international book contest, book. Tell me what's going on in October that I'm involved with, but tell me where you came up with the idea and what it means and how can people get involved and who's going to speak at it. And the floor is yours. Just spiel about this international book contest.
Thank you so much, Dr. Williams. First of all, I wanted to thank Dr. Williams again and his passionate support. He's on our volunteer team as well. So today we're going to talk about the Conference on Abuse and the International Book Awards, in which I will drop the link in the content section below really quickly. But the initial how it got started, I'm going to keep this short because I can talk forever. But how it got started is I'm actually host of the Miss Texas show, which we had the honor of having Dr. Williams on the show several times. And as we were doing our shows, we have wonderful, activists and authors and survivors like Dr. Williams himself. And we had this idea, say, why don't we just do a panel? So we started with this book panel and getting like overwhelming amount of people say, yes, I mean, I want to do this. And the next thing, I think Dr. Williams is really fundamental in this. I haven't given you the credit, so today I want to give you the official credit that I remember at one of the interviews, you were talking about you were receiving an award in Atlanta, I believe, and met some ladies. And then, you started mentioning, some of the work that we volunteers and advocates do doesn't really get recognized. And that was like somehow of all of these ideas came together. So we said, well, why don't we do a book awards instead of the book panel? This way, those hardworking activists who does not get paid, but they work passionately, will actually get the recognition. So many of our team members and Dr. Williams also know Vicky Jackson, who is not here today. And she and I started, working on this project together. And we wrote all the introduction about the book awards. So the purpose of the book awards, it's really to shine light on those people who has been through adversities, whether, it is trauma, it is abuse, anything that they have been through, or they are just advocates who are working in this field and passionately advocating for these important causes, who are the voice for the voiceless. And as I have shared my journey, and so many of you, I'm sure, can relate, I spoke to one of the ladies who we are working with about the event. When she told me the story, I said, I would like you to come and talk. She did not say anything. And I immediately know that she's not ready. So my response was, I know it's at its June cause, and when it's time, I know you'll be ready and you'll come to me. And that's why I was like that as well. I remember many years ago when I had so many angels and people would say, can I share your testimony? I said, you can. I'm not going to do that because right. I wasn't ready. But today I am loud as I can, because I wanted to be the voice for those voicelesses and tell them that we are here for them and there are human rights here for them, that they can be saved in this country and they shouldn't have to suffer about the domestic abuse, sexual abuse, financial abuse, emotional abuse, all of these. So this is like how this event got about. And we wanted to also, because of COVID, and we used to have meetings, including like United Against Human Trafficking and all those coalition. That's where I met Judge Gooden. We used to meet in person, but because of COVID, everything has gone Zoom, gone virtual, and it's slowly beginning to do like post-COVID in-person events. But because of that, it enabled us to like have met so many people from around the world. We are just about today, I received the email from our video team, Joe. For Joe, if you're listening, thank you for that as well, for your hard work. I'm so excited and cannot wait. And I know Dr. Williams is in there too. So we started working with all those team, and there's like, people from Gambia in Africa, people from Cyprus in Europe, people from the UK, people from India, and like so many different states. And just I'm beyond grateful and beyond honored that we're able to reach so many people. And today, I want to announce that the event is going to be in October, on October 21st in Houston, Texas. And I cannot wait to see y'all. The event is composed of two parts. One is the conference on abuse, which we will have amazing speakers, including Dr. Williams, and to, you know, share their resources, share their story, and empower you and tell you, you know, what you should do and how they did theirs and all these important things. And most importantly, I feel like this is going to be like a powerhouse. It has been 2 years that we haven't really had, like, you know, a big conference like this where all those powerful people like us get together. And more importantly, there is also going to be, like, you know, people always have, like, I remember maybe it was like end of the year, we will have those like self-care for advocates and things like that. I often think like I'm guilty of it. I work so much and I never do that. But you know what? This is the time to recognize you. This is the time to celebrate you. If you are listening, if you're an author, if you're a musician, if you're a pure movie producer, if you're a poet, or if you're a painter, we have since also expanded the categories because we have wonderful people. They say, well, I have a podcast. Well, I have a poem. I have a movie. I have a song. And, you know, we want to shine the light on all those heroes. And this is the time to celebrate you, celebrate your hard work, and to empower each other, network with each other. And just for one time, let's honor you.
Well, I think it's a great idea. And I think it's going to be wonderful. I hope that a lot of people are able to congregate in that room together. So I'm hoping if we have a venue of 300 to 500 people or however many, however big we can find, that is absolutely jam-packed with as many people, because there's something different about being in person than there is doing this via Zoom. Although I imagine they'll be able to see it on the other side of the world on Zoom too. But I really, really am hoping with the people that you have speaking. Tell us about the main keynote speaker, her that is going to be speaking. What's her name?
So I have this here. Yes. If you guys can, did I move it around? Yes. Oh, this way.
There you go.
So it's Victoria Valentino, which I will also drop below. It's also on the website, which I have dropped. So what it is she is the Bill Cosby survivor. She's actually going to come all the way from LA, California. She used to be the centerfold model in the Playboy magazine. We're so honored to have her. And, you know, she's on like so many different media, and she has been on this Cosby case and advocating everywhere. So I am just like so amazed and so excited about having her. But not only that, you know, like I said, we have so many special guests like Dr. Williams. You are going to come and share your specialties, your expertise, you know, as a board member of United Against Human Trafficking in the field of sex trafficking work. And she's going to talk about, you know, sexual assault and what they're doing. And I know that she's going to Norway sometime this month. I don't know. You know, everyone is like all over the world. And we're going to have like, I don't have the books with me, but I have like, you know, a flyer, which I can sort of announce some of the names, and I'm just going to pull it up really quickly. So we have like different people, like there's Vanessa Guillen. She unfortunately passed away as a victim from sexual assault from the military. Her sister, Myra Guillen, had since picked up the case and brought it to the White House. A few weeks ago was 2 years anniversary of Vanessa's death. We're very sorry for her loss, you know, for her family's loss, but we are so proud of Myra and the family, what they have done. They have since done the bill called I Am Vanessa Guillen Bill. And so Myra, we're honored to have her over here to talk about her work, about, you know, what they did about getting the work done on the legislature level. Another legislature level speaker is Lavinia Master. She is the rape kit namesake person as well. So she will be speaking as well. And then we have our honor to have the city representative, Ms. Jackie Aguilera. She is from the city, and she, I don't know, some of you might have, and if you go like dig down, like I met her at the event, she is just like such a powerhouse herself. And I just cannot wait to speak to her and listen to her speaking. And she actually represents not only the city, she actually works for the mayor's office, adult literacy office. So she, I mean, I cannot find more suitable person to represent the city to come and speak at this event. And, you know, there are more people that we're still confirming the judge from the new judge from the 280th court, Ms. Barbara Stauder, and she will tell you her stories. Long time ago, we had done a very short interview, and she's actually on the testimonials of Hope Picks Global's website. I'll drop on the line about her little story over there as well. Then we're going to have, you know, a few other speakers like Leslie Morgan Steiner. She's a speaker. She's the author. She's like a New York Times bestseller author. And, you know, our international speakers like Elena Giorgio, she's going to tell us like, you know, what is the situation? I had a Facebook Live with her recently, and she had talked about, you know, what are the holes in the law over there in Europe? What can be done? And then we have our special guest, Jess Winder from the UK. She's going to talk about her field as like the, you know, the sex trafficking victim and all of these. So we're just really excited to have all those special guests. And I want to let you guys know that I feel very sorry and very regretful, because I hate to be the person to say no. And if you have met me, I will make every possible attempt to say yes to invite all the speakers, and we are working very hard behind the scene and to make it happen. Hopefully pray for us and pray with us that we will make it happen so that we can start accepting more speakers, because I know we have so many more special guests that are qualified. It is on our waiting list to be on the queue once we can expand the event. So stay tuned. It's gonna be a powerhouse.
Yeah, and this is gonna be a good event.
Yes, absolutely.
Fantastic. Well, I'm thrilled about it. We're going to take our last break real quick. 888-627-6008. We'll finish up this kind of topic to find out if there's any other information that we need to get out to you. But it looks like things are being posted right on site right now about all these different events and how you can get involved, how you can be there. If you have a poem or a song or a book or a podcast or a piece of art that you've done that you'd like to have submitted acknowledged and in that contest to possibly be awarded, we'll show you how to do that and tell you how to do that on the other side of this last commercial break. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
From HCI Publishing, that brought you the international bestsellers, A Child Called It, and the Chicken Soup for the Soul series, comes the latest book by Dr. Gregory Williams, Shattered by the Darkness. This book describes the horrific abuse that Dr. Williams suffered at the hands of his father for over 12 years, and the damaging effect of keeping everything silent about that abuse for 30 years. If you're looking for that book that you can't put down, then pick up a copy of Shattered by the Darkness by Dr. Gregory Williams at all Barnes & Noble stores, Amazon, and Books A Million. Now, back to Breaking the Silence with Dr. Gregory Williams.
Welcome back to the final segment of Breaking the Silence. And we have our awesome guest tonight, Eileen Dong. And she has been telling us about this international book award day contest. And this isn't just for books, though. It's for almost every type of media possible. Eileen, is there anything else that we missed that you would like to share before we go to another topic? Because I know you're working tirelessly on this event, and that's really what you are gearing up for probably for the next several months. Anything else that we missed?
Yes, I'm going to make a few announcements that I missed. Sorry, I talked too much. So we have just announced our finalists. However, you know, that's the first round of finalists. We are still accepting nominations. So feel free, like Dr. Williams said, we're accepting books, movies, songs, visual arts, as well as poems. So feel free to still go register. I have dropped the sign-in link at the comment section below. If you have any question later, I'm going to drop the email address for like to answer your questions. And I also want to let you know that we are looking for volunteers. We are proud that this is the volunteer only team. That means that all the proceeds, if any, goes to the survivors, that goes to the heart of them. And I failed to share my dream. My dream is one day somehow it put in my head that, you know, my heart, 2028 is the day that we'll raise enough funds to have a shelter for these people. And that day is the day that they will be truly free from fear. They'll have a safe haven, not only be safe from their abusers, but also be provided educations to be back on their feet, because a lot of those people, they were not able to get out of the situation because of financial reasons. And another thing that is like, I am going to let you in a little bit secret and nobody knows except for today. So here you go. This is the new, I think there's like a little bit lighting. I don't know if you can see, but this is like the whole set. So we have the ring, we have the necklace, we also have the bracelet. So we're just about to release this limited edition for the event only and tune in. And I'm so sorry it's not showing, but I can attach the photo in there later. And we're getting ready to release the special limited edition on, you know, at the event, but we're going to release for pre-order soon. Because you cannot see, so I'm going to just explain what's on there. And as you can see, this is heart-shaped and it is a necklace pendant with the flower and a butterfly on it. So again, that's the butterfly story, and that means healing and survivor, but there's also the heart means love. And on the butterfly side, there is the flower, which means beautiful ashes. And on the other side, it is the crown, which means, you know, we're the winner. We are not a victim. We are a victor. And there's the lion or the lioness inside you that's about to come out. This is a powerful thing, and we want to release to those, you know, people, the first how many that we're going to make. So tune in. It's on our social media. I will tag you in. It's a whole Pix Global, you know, major LinkedIn, Facebook, and everything. And we're also looking for sponsors. Without our sponsors, this wouldn't have been possible. So we are looking for sponsors. We're dropping the email address and contact us. We'll send you the sponsorship kit. Looking for volunteers, also looking for auction items. So if you know whether you want to enter the contest, or maybe you're just an artist who has the heart who wanted to help, or if you have entered the contest, you wanted to you know, donate your paintings. And I want to thank all of our authors, because these books are gonna go to our survivors after we finish with the event, because these are gonna be so helpful for them. They are really in need of the message and in need of the hope. And just tune in. We're going to release so many. Like I said, we're working on the video. It's almost done. We're working on the flyer with our special guests. We're working on expanding to have more speakers. So I would suggest you guys just tune in, because it's going to be a powerhouse. It's still like May now, and we're working tirelessly, including Dr. Williams himself. Thank you all.
Well, that is great. And just remind everybody that if you buy any of this jewelry and things, all the proceeds over and above the cost goes to survivors. Is that correct?
Yes, absolutely. Yes,
that's what it's all about. And, you know, I got a call the other day, because I have my cell phone numbers around the world, and got a call from a gentleman that was here in town, homeless on the street. and he had just come from a shelter, and he didn't feel safe at that shelter, and I won't name that shelter. And he said, "Greg, can you help me? What can I do? Where can I go?" And, you know, it took me a couple of phone calls, and I finally called the right people at United Against Human Trafficking and said, "Hey, do you know of any place that'll take a man that they'll feel safe?" They immediately gave me two names, and I immediately got back in touch with him, and he got there safe. And when you said this dream of yours is a shelter in the future, yes, we do have shelters here in town, but the need so far exceeds what we can take care of. And to have your heart, Eileen, to hopefully do this in a few years to come, to have a shelter, I hope and pray that you get that in Godspeed time with people that's hearts start opening up. And these type of events not only teaches and trains and encourages and uplifts, but it also brings people together, but it also taps into funds that you can use to hopefully have that dream come true, because we need more places, safe places for the people on the streets that are being hurt and abused, that they can go to and get a good night's sleep, get a good shower. He said, "I haven't showered in days. Where can I go? I haven't changed clothes in days." And we found him a place. So I appreciate your heart of looking out
for you. Thank you. And I just wanted to add something. You know, I in the stats, there was a study, I think was by U of H. They did a study in 2019 about the greater Houston area shelter space. And at that time alone, there was a shortage of 500 beds. And I always tell people, like, you have to see what statistics, you know, we're all, you know, scholars, and we know that does not include the people who does not know the number to call. Or maybe they're not in a safe situation to call the abusers behind their back, or maybe they don't speak the language. So this is just alone. And, you know, it's very important that you mentioned that this gentleman who called you, and thank you so much for putting your number out there to serve them, because this is not just one of the things I first complaints. Recently, I was at a statewide advisory meeting, and they were talking about this too. And but please be rest assured that we know that this is a problem, and we know that the Texas legislature meeting is coming next year. And there are people working behind the scene, and I hope to be one of those people pushing it for it to be to happen, because, like I said, everyone can be a victim, even men and boys. We need a safe space for everyone.
Yeah, that's so true. And if people are listening, and hopefully thousands around the world are, and will listen to this in the podcast world next week also, that say, "Hey, well, I don't know how to get involved with this. That's way beyond what I can do." Well, get on this hopepyxglobal.com, buy a piece of jewelry, donate $5 a month, whatever it is, because every dollar matters. And the work that they're doing is absolutely unbelievable. Eileen, we only have a minute left. If people want to get in touch straight with you and just want to give you an encouraging word or want to get some input from you, what's the best way to get in touch with you if they want to connect up with you?
The best way, if they have LinkedIn, will be to contact me through LinkedIn. I've dropped in my LinkedIn up above, and you can also reach me on the Facebook, which I'm sharing from Dr. Greg's our live today, with the email address. This email is being monitored by our volunteer team and will come to me. If you can attention it to me, then I will be the one responding to you. Just know that, you know, we're here for you, and there are people working here for you, and you deserve to be well, and there is hope and light at the end of the tunnel. And we all love you.
Well, thank you so much for being with us tonight. And you're welcome here anytime you want to come on. And the closer we get to October, we will have you on again to tell you about all the extra exciting things that are happening, because it sounds like you have a lot of projects in the fire, and they're all starting to get hot. So whenever you want to share some more, let me know, and we'll let you come on and talk about them. Okay, Eileen?
Absolutely.
Thank you for joining us tonight.
Thank you. It's my honor. Thank you again, Dr. Williams.
And we'll talk soon, okay?
Talk soon. Yes.
Good night. Well, I always like to do, like to end the program every week in the same way. This week is going to be no different. No matter what has happened to you in life, no matter what, if you just somehow come across this program and you don't even know where to turn, and you're in that darkest time of your life, like Eileen just mentioned about on her dark days, I want to let you know, look at what she's doing now. When I have my darkest days, now I know my purpose. Now I know what's on the other side of that darkness. I want to let you know, there's always hope. There's always people that care. And don't give up on that hope. Make that extra call, make that extra effort, and hang on tight and never let go. Before the night's out, I encourage you, if your mother is still alive, to contact her and tell her you love her and thank her for all of those times that she did things for you that nobody ever even noticed and they overlooked years ago. But let them know that you care and you love them. But folks, there's always hope. Join us right here next week for another live edition of Breaking the Silence from Houston, Texas. God bless. Have an awesome, awesome week. Take care.
Thank you for listening to Breaking the Silence with Dr. Gregory Williams. To contact Dr. Williams, dial 832-396-6525 or email him at shatteredbythedarkness@gmail.com. And don't forget to join us each Sunday night at 8 p.m. Central Time, 6 p.m. Pacific on BBS Radio Station 1. For the next episode of Breaking the Silence.